Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhashachi Bhattacharya. Prime Minister Narendra Modi firmly told U.S. President Donald Trump that India never accepted third-party mediation to resolve issues with Pakistan and will never accept it. PM Modi held a telephonic conversation with President Trump and discussed the recent Operation Sindoor. The Prime Minister's remarks came following U.S. President's repeated claims of taking credit for the ceasefire between India and Pakistan. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said that during the 35-minute conversation, the Prime Minister clearly conveyed to Trump that talks were never held at any level on India-America trade deal or on mediation by the U.S. for cessation of the recent military action between India and Pakistan. Misri informed that Mr. Modi also emphasized that New Delhi will now treat acts of terrorism not as proxy actions but as acts of war. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will arrive in Zagreb this afternoon in a historic first-ever visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Croatia. The visit comes amid growing support from Croatia for India's stand on terrorism and its bid for a permanent seat at the UN Security Council. The visit, expected to deepen strategic cooperation, will feature delegation-level talks, agreements in key sectors, and cultural diplomacy. The two countries will also sign major agreements in the fields of science and technology, agriculture, education and culture. Indian Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal today embarked on a two-day visit to the United Kingdom. The visit underscores India's strategic focus on strengthening its economic and trade partnership with the UK, particularly in the backdrop of the announcement by the Prime Ministers of the two countries to conclude the India-UK Free Trade Agreement, FTA. In a statement, the Commerce Ministry informed that Goyal will hold a bilateral meeting with the UK Secretary of State for Business and Trade, Jonathan Reynolds. Both leaders will review the progress made in the ongoing FTA negotiations and chart out a clear time-bound roadmap to its finalization and implementation. India's naval capabilities received a strategic boost with the commissioning of INS Anala, the first anti-submarine warfare shallow water craft, marking a new chapter in the coastal defense and indigenous warship development. Commissioned today at Vishakhapatnam, the vessel strengthens the Navy's readiness to counter underwater threats in shallow waters. The event, which was attended by Chief of Defense Staff General Anil Chauhan and senior defense officials, marked a major advancement in India's maritime defense strategy. Indian astronaut Subhrangshu Shukla's Axiom 4 mission to the International Space Station has been postponed to 22nd of this month to allow NASA to evaluate the operations on the orbital lab after the recent repairs in the Russian section. This was announced by Axiom Space. Indian Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh said the launch date has been indicated after assessing the key parameters. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has issued a warning against Israel as Tehran used hypersonic missiles against Israel in the latest round of overnight strikes. In a social media post, Khamenei said the battle has begun. He added that Iran must give a strong response to Israel, saying they will show no mercy towards it. The Iranian escalation came as the United States continues to weigh its options on the ongoing conflict between Israel and the Islamic Republic. Back home, the government will introduce a fast-track-based annual pass priced at 3,000 rupees from 15th August this year, which will enable seamless and cost-effective travel across the national highways throughout the country. This annual pass will be valid for 1 year from the date of activation or up to 200 trips. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast moderate to heavy rain accompanied by lightning and thunderstorms in the national capital today. According to IMD, Meghalaya, Gangetic, West Bengal, Jharkhand and Orissa will also witness extremely heavy rainfall at isolated places. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.